About 8% of the U.S. population gets the flu every year. Now, some years we've seen up to 11%. That's far too many. Kids are even more likely to get the flu than adults, and that's in part because they go to school where germs spread like they're in a petri dish. We should keep in mind the flu is a serious illness, much more serious than the common cold. Every year, around 200,000 people end up in the hospital with complications from it. Those at the highest risk are babies, the elderly, and people with underlying conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. And because of that, the CDC recommends everyone who's 6 months and older get a flu shot. Other things we can do to prevent getting the flu: wash our hands constantly. Soap and water is best, but hand sanitizer will do if we can't get to a sink. And the top tip is to keep your hands below your neck. I tell my patients this and my kids. When you touch your eyes, your nose, or your mouth, you're introducing the virus directly into your body. So if you do all those things but you still get the flu, antiviral drugs like Tamiflu, Relenza, Xofluza, they can shorten the severity and the length of the illness when they're started right away, within 2 days of getting your symptoms. Now, if you're prescribed medicine, don't forget to make sure you're getting the lowest prices on your drugs by using a tool like RxSaver, both a website and an app that shows you the lowest retail prices at pharmacies in your neighborhood. You just put in your drug name and choose from a list of prices, and you can save up to 80% that way. And keep in mind, even if you have insurance, your copay may not be your least expensive option. So check out RxSaver regardless.